young people should continue to get vaccinated for COVID-19, despite the small number of cases of heart inflammation found in some people who've gotten it. The CDC expert panel who made that decision is also recommending the FDA provide guidance about this to doctors and parents. Dr. Henry Bernstein was on that panel. He's a pediatrician at Cohen Children's Medical Center in New York, and he joins us now with more detail. Hi, Dr. Bernstein. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.
Yes. So fill us in. What was discussed at this CDC panel meeting, and what were the conclusions?
We looked closely at the data that's available to date and really determined that the benefits of the vaccine far outweigh the risks of myocarditis or pericarditis, specifically because not only is it a rare event, but also it was mild and resolved with primarily supportive care.
I see. Were the conclusions unanimous among the panel?
So it wasn't a vote, but certainly the consensus was that the benefits far outweigh the risks, given all the data that we know. And we want teenagers and young adults to be vaccinated because there's a risk of heart disease associated with getting COVID-19.
But out of an abundance of caution, the panel is recommending that the FDA add a warning to the vaccines. Is it for physicians, or does it give parents specifics about symptoms to watch out for?
No, it'll be something that will appear both for the families, parents, as well as for providers. And so it will discuss recommendations. For example, if someone has had myocarditis or pericarditis prior to their COVID-19 vaccine, we recommend that they receive the COVID-19 vaccine. If someone's had pericarditis after the first dose of an mRNA COVID vaccine, but prior to the second dose, we feel that it's still okay to proceed with that second dose of the vaccine once the resolution of symptoms has occurred. Of course, the patient and family should discuss this with their clinical provider. That would include a pediatric cardiologist.
For parents who are listening to this, I'd love to give them a little bit more clarification. Let's break down the numbers just a bit. We're reading
Sure.
that there have been just over 320 confirmed cases of myocarditis in people under 30. 309 of them were briefly hospitalized, 295 already discharged. That's out of 50 million doses given out to that age group. But how serious is myocarditis in kids who get it? How treatable is it?
Well, fortunately, it is treatable. And fortunately, the myocarditis that we're seeing associated with the mRNA vaccine has been mild. So yes, the children have had some symptoms, some chest pain, perhaps shortness of breath or palpitations, but they've been able to manage it well, and it has resolved quickly without complications. The heart function returns to normal. That's not always the case when there's heart involvement associated with COVID-19 or myocarditis associated with other viruses.
Before I let you go, you touched on this. There is a risk of getting myocarditis from actually catching COVID-19. Those numbers are higher than the ones you're seeing from the vaccine?
Yeah. If a million children, males, 12 to 17, were to receive the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, the predicted cases prevented would be 5,700 cases prevented, 215 hospitalizations prevented, 2 deaths prevented, and there would still be 56 to 69 myocarditis cases. But again, generally they're mild and self-resolving with supportive care.
That's Dr. Henry Bernstein. He's a pediatrician at Cohen Children's Medical Center in New York and a member of the CDC's expert panel that issued new guidance on coronavirus vaccine for teens. They say it is safe to get them. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you.